you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We've talked a lot of football during the Coach's Corner over the last month and a half. Today we're going to talk middle school football. Now, tomorrow night on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the Helper Rams and the Mont Harmon Pirates will meet for the final time this season at Carbon High School under the lights. Should be a soggy football game. I'm looking forward to it. We're actually going to bring you the live play-by-play call right here on KOAL, and you'll be able to watch at KOALITV.com. Joining us right now to talk a bit about the football season and about tomorrow night's game, we have Coach Jordan Blank of the Mont Harmon Pirates. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I'm glad to be back on here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been probably 4 years, yeah. So, or more.
Yeah, it's come full circle. Now you're actually coaching here in the local area. I know this is your first year at Mont Harmon, your first year with the football program. How's it been up to this point?
It has been awesome. I love the kids. They're doing what they're supposed to. It's been great that way. It's also been awesome to be back in the school and to work with some of those coaches that I haven't seen in a while and try and get this program as a feeder program for the high school there. So that's what our goal is, and hopefully it'll work out here in the next few years.
I'm glad you mentioned that, and that's what we can start with. As a first-year head coach at Mont Harmon, how much emphasis have you put on actually getting these kids ready for the next level? And what I mean by that question is, how much interaction do you have with the Carbon High School coaching staff?
Well, I mean, our home games are played at Carbon High School this year. The field at Mont Harmon was not playable, so all of our games are at the high school, so I see him on a weekly basis. And what happens is, you know, well, he comes into our locker room sometimes after games, talks to these kids, and they see the head coach, and that's awesome. If they can see the head coach and they can see what he's about, and then we can run the same system, it just makes it that much easier for him when they're coming up to the program as freshmen.
Terminology, I know, is key for kids at this age. And when you and I were talking off the cuff, you made mention that you try to keep the terminology the same. That way they're familiar with it when they get to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, football is, it's almost a new language. You have so many different things, and coaches like different terminology, I guess. And so we're trying to run the same system as Coach Huntsman terminology-wise. Sometimes we'll have a little bit different setup, but that's easy to fix as long as the terminology is there, and that's our goal.
As far as becoming a coach, is that difficult? Because, I mean, you were a player for so long, and I know that was your passion, and you were really good at football when your body allowed it. So has it been difficult to be on the sidelines as a coach?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. The competitive nature is still there, and thankfully that's why I've got the great coaches staff that I have. I've got Coach Wild, Coach Jeff Blank. He was the head football coach a couple years ago, and then my coach pal, and he also coached at the high school too as an assistant coach. So that way they can help teach me how to channel that aggressiveness in a different way and that competitiveness, because sometimes, yeah, the kids, they're flat, and I get it. And as a player, it was easy for me to pick up my teammates. It's a little bit differently as a head coach, because you can't do some of the things or say some of the things that you used to say as a player. And so you have to kind of just let it flow and let the players pick each other up that way. And so that's a little bit different to get used to.
Well, let's talk about the team and how you guys have fared so far. Entering this game against Helper tomorrow night, you guys are 4-2 on the season. How have you assessed the way the kids have played this year?
You know what? They've played awesome. It's been a learning year for them. It's been a learning year for all the coaches also, but the thing that I've looked at is we have gotten better every single week, and that's key. We still haven't peaked yet, and we've got two more games, and that's what I really like. We've played great up to this point. Our defense is phenomenal. We usually give up less than 100 yards a game, and our offense is starting to click now. We've got some great eighth graders. We've got some new sixth graders coming up and some seventh graders that we'll have next year that are awesome, and they continue to grow, and I'm excited for this year and also next year.
When you talk about the kids progressing each week, is it easy to sit back and kind of critique yourself over the last 6-7 weeks and say, you know, I've improved in this regard, I've improved in that regard as well?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that you want out of a coach too. You don't want your coach to peak in the first week and I mean, there's things that we learn on the sideline and we learn in practice also, and that's what's great is our playbook is it's always changing. Our formations are the same, but we start to see what our players are doing great, and we want to go to that. So that's something new as a coach that I've had to get used to, but it's been awesome having the help of players coming up and saying, hey, coach, I like this play. We should keep doing this. And if you listen to your players, I mean, the success will come.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jordan Blank of the Mount Harmon Pirate football team. Tomorrow, they'll take on the Helper Rams at Carbon High School. Kickoff for that game is set for 6 p.m. Live coverage will begin here on KOL at 5:30. Coach, let's talk about the kids. First off, one of the things that stands out to me when I take a look at the roster, the numbers, the amount of kids that you have on this year's team, that's great because I know all the way across the state, when we look at the high school level, numbers are down. I mean, some of the schools, such as Judge Memorial, have 23 kids on the squad this year. I know numbers are down in Emory County. They only have four seniors this season. So to look at a roster and see the amount of depth that you have, boy, that's refreshing from a football fan standpoint.
It is great. And it's great as a coach too, because if somebody were to get hurt, I've got plenty of other kids to come up and take their place. And, you know, it helps with the competitiveness in practice. I've got so many kids and I'm able to put each other up and put the best up against the best and compete every day in practice that way. It also helps the high school. I mean, our goal at Mount Harmon is to feed the high school. If we can continue as a sporting program for football, if we can get these, I've got probably 24 eighth graders. If all 24 eighth graders will go up and play at the high school, us as a junior high, we are doing our job.
No question. I have to ask, the high school has had some success this season. They beat Emory. They were highly competitive against Grantsville last week. Do the younger kids pay attention to that?
They do. I mean, our whole talk in the locker room in practice that week they beat Emory was, man, did you guys watch that game? That game was awesome. And that's what we like. We like these kids going to these games. We encourage them to wear their Mount Harmon jerseys to the games. It's fun to be in that atmosphere. And hopefully I get that they want to be with their friends and they want to hang out, but I hope that they are learning some things as they're there watching this program, because it's getting better, and that's what we like to see.
Let's talk about some individuals on this year's squad. We'll start with the quarterback and Wyatt Falk. Wyatt plays multiple sports. I know he's a standout baseball player as well. He's been your guys' quarterback. He's a talented kid all the way around.
He really is. He's smart in the classroom too, and it shows how smart he is. We've picked up a hurry-up offense. Sometimes we'll go up to hurry-up, and sometimes I'll just give him rein and he calls the play how he sees it out there. So that helps out a lot. He's a winner. Some of these kids, I mean, they're five-time state champs in baseball. They know how to win, and they've brought that to the football team also. They love winning. I'd like to say that they just hate to lose in general, and that's great. And they bring that in practice, and every day in practice, if we can compete and you can win in practice, you're only going to win in the game.
I know it's cliche, but for those who have played sports or they're around sports all the time, they know exactly what you mean when they say these kids know how to win. There's a difference in knowing how to win and wanting to win. There's a difference there.
Yep. And I'll go back to just our game last week against Moab. I mean, we give up a late touchdown in the fourth quarter, and they're up by four, and we pull out this great drive, and they just came out with the intensity that I've never seen before, but they wanted to win. They knew how to win, and they've just learned over time and time from trial and error from the time they were in Little League that they need to win, and that's what we like to see.
Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. You mentioned Bradley Wood to me, someone that has dominated in the trenches on both sides of the ball, but we'll talk about it defensively. Anytime you can apply pressure in the backfield, especially at this age group, you definitely have a huge advantage defensively. And you've talked about how dominant the defense has been, so I would assume that Bradley's a big part of that.
Oh, he's our big man there. He averages probably two sacks a game. He's in the backfield. He's pushing kids around when he needs to, and he's a hustler. He knows how to get to the ball. He knows where to find the ball, and kids feed off of him. If they see him getting to the ball, everyone else is pursuing to the ball, and it's a team game. After once Bradley shows up, everyone else is following right behind him.
I know it goes back to when you were playing high school. I remember interviewing you and your teammates. You guys always circled the game against Emory. Coaches would try to downplay it and say it's just another game. It's not. I mean, you guys circle it. Let's be real. Is it the same with Mulharmon and Helper? Do they circle the game on the calendar against Helper? They do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great, and it's fun because they know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I see you in the halls sometimes. We used to be classmates, and now we're at different schools. It's fun because they know each other, but I hope it's to the point where, yeah, it's a great game and we should circle this one because we're in town rivals and all of that, but we are going to go to the same high school, and that hopefully we can start to change a few things with that, and we can change the fact that we are going to be teammates one day. Yeah, it's fun and we can play against each other, but we're going to pick each other up now and we're going to be great teammates in the future.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. It's nice to have you back in the studio talking football once again. Best of luck tomorrow night against Helper, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. That's Coach Jordan Blank of the Mulharmon Pirates. Tomorrow they'll take on the Helper Rams. And again, we'll have live coverage for you right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Plenty more coming up when we return. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. Tonight we have a wild card matchup, the Rockies and the Cubs. We're going to be joined by former big league pitcher Bill Lasky to break down tonight's game. That's coming up next, right here on Drive Time Sports.